I'm doing well. I'm down 7, although I might have a Sicilian slice on the way home from here. Extraordinary.
Buccaneers fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is back on his award-winning podcast. That's Ira Kaufman, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the water damage whisperer. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeCamper of JoeBucksFan is here. And we got a little bit more, Ira, to talk about last week's game. Sunday, you guys, you boys did a great job with your post-game podcast. Hope everybody listened to that at Apple Podcasts, Podbean, JoeBucksFan, wherever you listen. We appreciate it. And, of course, we'll get a little bit into Seattle as well. We're here at One Buck Palace, and we are a mile south of Bill Curry Ford. How about that for a curveball, Ira?
Nice.
Mile south of Bill Curry Ford on Dale Mabry Highway. October is here. Those September offers wowed everybody. And you want to get to BillCurryFord.com to see those new October offers. It's just that simple. They'll be flowing on the website. General Manager Sean Sullivan has got the Ira Kaufman discount for everybody. He's got the Joe Bucks fan discount for everybody. Just reach out to him at the website, BillCurryFord.com. You can find him there. Right under staff, you can see his picture. You can send him a nasty gram about Todd Bowles if you're upset with the coach. You can talk about fantasy football. You can talk about the Bucks, whatever you need. Don't worry, drive Curry, BillCurryFord.com.
I love passing the dealership on my way to the Bucks. Every time I go to the Bucks, I pass that dealership. I look to my left, going south on Dale Mabry. It is a gorgeous-looking facility. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and you can't miss it because it is nicknamed the Giant because it is the biggest service department in Florida by a mile. And those 100 loaner vehicles, huge body shop, totally dynamic showroom, all the modern bells and whistles. It's a great place to go, great place to get top quality family-owned service. 65 years, the Curry family, BillCurryFord.com. Lee, are you excited about what we're going to talk about here in this game? Have you calmed down regarding the atrocious special teams?
Slightly. I'm still hacked off about it. And I got to give him credit. Greg Allman was the one who dug up the research when he said Riley Dixon entering this season is the league leader in blocked punts. And then you add him to a coach who had a knack for having blocked punts in New York. What do you expect's going to happen?
I don't understand. You got Dixon all training camp. You're timing everything to the microsecond.
You would think.
You know how detailed these people are now with sophistication and equipment. And didn't they know that he's slow? And you got to speed it up a little bit. And I think Bowles even said it the other day. And he doesn't like to criticize players specifically. And he said, you got to get that kickoff faster, Lee.
To Bowles' credit, he did say it would help. He didn't say that's the lone problem. It would help. Now, initially, I bought Bowles. You want to call it an excuse, okay. I think it was a fair explanation that they've had so much juggling on the offensive line that was hurting their special teams. I buy that. I think there's a degree of reality to that. But after a while, it's like, come on, man. It's like, you know, other teams are having injuries too to their offensive line. It's not like the Bucs are the only team, and you don't see them getting kicks blocked like that. So it sounds like from what Bowles said, it wasn't just Dixon, although that's an element to the problem.
And, Steve, to be fair, they have a hell of a kicker in McLaughlin. He's over his early foibles, 58 yards, 65 yards. They've got one of the best kickers in football, and Steve, I'll be the first to say it because I've been picking on him. Cameron Johnson's doing a good job. You know, the coverage units are shaky, and they got to straighten out these block kicks.
Well, that's how bad the special teams is. And I almost hate to mention this, but you got a record-breaking kicker hitting field goals. Your punt returns are still substantially better, but the rest of the special teams is dragging it down to abysmal depths.
Yeah.
Or as you once said about the Bucks. The Glazer family looking at the Bucks.Tom Brady. We're peering into the abyss.
I got to say this. I don't buy the theory on the coach has had punt blocks and the punter has had punt blocks for two reasons. Number one, they kicked 50 punts last year. They didn't have one blocked. So it's the same special teams coach. They know how to block a punt. All these
year,
the coaching staff knows how to block a punt. For some reason, they can't get the guys
to do it. Some personnel's changed, Steve.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is that they know how to block it. They showed it last year, 50 in a row. They were not one of the teams getting their punts blocked. And those punters last year were terrible. That's why they couldn't. They burned through three of them.
Yeah, three of them, okay? Yeah.
So bad punter, didn't have anything blocked. Here we are this year, and It's a mess. They're not blocking these. These aren't like, this is horrendous. You know, we don't have to make it more complicated than it is. Block the guy.
Yeah.
If you watch the punt block last week, the center snaps it. He doesn't get to the guy rushing in, and Ryan Miller made the wrong decision. Well, that decision is probably easier than he made it to be. So I don't know. It's fixable, but it's distressing because it's been over and over. And what I'll say this is the same thing I said about Keith Armstrong when he was here as a special teams coach. He was not the best special teams coach in the league. He wasn't the best possible hire for the organization. He was Bruce Arians' guy. And this guy who they hired was not the best potential special teams guru on the world, but he's here. So they got to fix it in a hurry. I think they should hire somebody, some retired special teams coaches, and come in here and say this
Ding.
And that. But you nailed it, Ira. They know the time difference. So if he's getting that punt off in 1.69 seconds, and last year it was 1.64, and we didn't have one blocked, you know, but it's been ugly, and they've been close, and clearly the scouting on the special teams of their own weaknesses has been crappy.
And Lee, we said after the Jets game, this kind of stuff's going to cost them a game, and sure enough,
it did. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to battle all the injuries they had on the offensive line and still be a playoff team. Now, in addition, you're battling the special teams who are costing you points. That's a lot to overcome.
Lee, let's see what happens. You'll be there Sunday in Seattle to see it for yourself. If it continues to be a problem, they got to make a move. They're going to have to make a move because Bowles is fed up right now. He's fed up.
Well, even Bruce Arians is fed up. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he's barking about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that bad that you got guys on national TV who are front office employees are barking
about
it.
They're doing a lot of things well. We can't forget that.
It's that bad.
I wanted to ask Lee with the special teams in case he was struggling.
I understand.
To vent and be okay. You know. So how are you, Ira?
I'm doing well. I'm down 7, although I might have a Sicilian slice on the way home from here. But I had one last week.
Who gave it to you?
The Italian market. It's fantastic on Gun Highway. Anybody that's near Odessa, they should stop by. I'm doing well.
Don't do it, Ira.
I'm a little concerned about this team right now, Lee, because I said 2-2 wouldn't be bad. Well, now you got to go 2-1. To get the 2-2. All these things are happening in the teeth of the schedule, Lee. If they can get past the bye week in decent shape, you know, then Evans will be back, and I think they'll be on a good road. But I'm a little concerned because Seattle is, they're not a great team, but they're a pretty good team.
I think they're an improved team. I think they're fundamentally very good.
And these injuries, I got to count up to like 6 or 7 starters they could be missing going to Seattle. And Steve, that's got to catch up with you at a certain point. It's got to catch up to you.
Well, a little bit of uplifting news. Bowles on his radio show this week on the Buccaneers Radio Network, he said that he was very hopeful for Greg Gaines to be playing.
Mm. I'm surprised, because pectoral injury, Lee, I hear pectoral.
That's usually nasty.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's why Calajicanse's out with pec surgery. He'll at least be out through the calendar year. And so there was a lot of concern about that as soon as you heard pec and Gaines. But Bowles said hopeful for this week. So even if he's 3 weeks, that's great news. That's at least a bonus. Bucky Irving. So the replay showed on the fumble, totally trashed his ankle. Nasty rollover. The internet doctors were on social media doing their thing. And bottom line, he's gone for extra opinions on the ankle, the Bucks, or it's been revealed. He's day-to-day, according to Todd Bowles. But I hope he sits out the game. I really do. I understand these guys are tough guys, but why are you going to put him on the turf in Seattle when he's in a boot Wednesday at practice and can't even do a walkthrough?
I think Steve makes a strong point.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel, but I wouldn't play him this week.
I wouldn't either. And one of your favorite words, to buttress your point, Ira, the limited carries he's had this year, I like the way Rashad White's been attacking the line, attacking the hole. He seems to have a little different burst to him because of a contract year. I don't know, but I both think and thought he should be used a little bit more in a run game. I'm starting to be concerned about Bucky because they're doubling his carries. You know, I don't know if his body can put up with that. Now, I asked Josh Grizzard that last week, and Josh Grizzard was kind of like, you know, we think he can carry 30 times a game. If he can't handle it, his body will tell us. Well, maybe his body is telling us. But I think Rashad White ought to get a few more carries. Now, by the way, someone commented on Joe Bucks fan, why do you think Villa should get more snaps and Bucky Irving should get less carries? My answer was, look at them. You know, little guys get beat up a lot. Bigger guys don't get beat up as much.
And Steve, another concern is that Irving has not been nearly as effective running the football as he was last year.
How much of that is the juggling on the offensive line?
Some of it. Yeah.
I think it's a lot of it, but you know that's hopeful. That's wishful. One of the questions I asked all you guys is Bucky Irving's average yards per carry before the season to predict would he drop off from that huge 5.3 mark, and we all agreed that he would. And you know, but it's a crappy injury. I just don't see any reason to play him on Sunday. And there's a chance, Ira, the Bucks are playing games here with Seattle, because if you're Seattle's defensive coordinator, you are game planning for Bucky Irving because he's a nightmare. So, you know, keep that going if you can.
You know,
I thought you meant something besides games. I thought you were talking big picture, playoff seeding.
Oh, no. I
is that getting too ahead of ourselves?
I think so.
I think so in week five. I think so.
I think they got so many injuries. It's crazy. We don't even know who's going to play cornerback.
Steve.
What I'm saying is that, you know, Seattle's tied for the lead in their division.
I understand.
I think they're an improved team. It would not shock me if they win that division. So, you know, what Steve said, I thought he was getting at a different angle, but I'll take that angle. Like, this is an important game because it would sure be nice to have head-to-head over Seattle when all the chips are on the table.
And, of course, Lee, you know, we can't assume the Bucs are going to beat out Atlanta for the division. We think they will.
No, but you got to – well, yeah, we hope they
Atlanta rebounded nicely last week. They rebounded nicely.
I'm not – I can't remember who says this, but I think it's Dennis Green. I'm not ready to crown them yet.
You know, Steve, one thing that we talk about this, we mention it, but – I think it is extraordinary, to use that word like buttress, extraordinary. Steve, Bucky Irving's catches and his targets are extraordinary. I mean, I don't know if we've ever seen this before by an NFL running back. You know, you throw him ball seven times, he catches the ball seven times. You throw him nine passes, he catches nine passes. His stat last year was unbelievable, in the 90th percentile. And most guys are, you know, 60%, and he's 90%.
Oh, the running backs are like 75.
Yeah. You're not putting him on the same level as Marshall Faulk yet, are you?
Well, no, I can't put him. Marshall Faulk's one of the all-time
greats. Yeah,
but he is an extraordinary target. And White's very good.
Yes.
White's
yes.
very good. So I'm a little worried because 3-1 could easily dissolve into 4-3.
Well, you can make an argument that he could easily be 0-4 right now. It took some magic from Baker Mayfield to get to 3-1, or 3-0, excuse me.
These injuries are mounting, Steve. Now, you know me in the past, Lee, and Buck fans didn't like it when I said they've been very fortunate overall in terms of serious injuries. It's all happening this year.
You used to say that about the offensive line, and you were correct. It's been like a decade since they had a bunch of injuries on the offensive line.
All right, I want just for some numbers, for a little perspective. I'm not slapping around the mighty sage of Tampa Bay sports. Bucky's caught all 19 balls thrown his way this season.
Wow.
How does that smack me around?
He's averaging 10.2 yards a catch, which he's not at Charles Sims level yet. That was my
Charles Sims.
So he's caught all 19 passes.
It's perfect, and it's rare.
And I agree with Charles Sims.
I'm just talking about the actual yardage. He broke the big one, and he's had some good ones, but Rashad White, I think, is more than ready. He's healthy, which is fantastic. He's done everything they've asked of him this year. And
I think he could be the star of the game on Sunday, Rashad White.
Oh, yeah.
He could be.
Yeah.
And, Lee, did you notice, and I'm sure you did, on the long touchdown throw to Bucky Irving, who got past Campbell, who's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Campbell's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. It was a mismatch. Running back on a linebacker?
The Bucks passed on him at 19, but who's going to complain with Ibuka?
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. So, Lee, did you notice that on that play? Mayfield spun around a couple of times and reset himself in the pot. That's a great play by Mayfield. Because it gives time for Irving to get past Campbell, which he's going to do if he's got enough time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great play by Mayfield and a perfect pass.
He's a playmaker.
Sage, Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida's Elite Restoration. It's October, but we still are in the throes of hurricane season. You still need to have a plan. And Florida's Elite Restoration should be that plan. I just checked. Still 5.0 on the Google reviews. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
About 300 of them strong. Josh Martin and his team are fantastic.
We don't even get 5.0s on the Google reviews, Lee. You do.
I get plenty of zeros.
Yeah, no chance. If we were a restoration company, Ira, we'd be a 3.6.
And out of business.
Out of business. Florida's Elite Restoration, fantastic. Get your Ira Kaufman discount by just mentioning Ira or Joe Bucks fan when you call, and you'll get a free inspection at your property, which could be for mold, a lot of sickness on mold going around now, A lot of more. Josh was telling me a lot of different mold strains are popping up in people's homes, as well as, of course, storm damage, fire damage, the restore anything. Water damage is a killer.
Some of it on some of my columns, too. Like
mold?
Yeah, there's mold on my columns.
Just don't write any more articles about culture. That's got mold all over it.
There you go.
But Florida's Elite Restoration, they cover the whole Tampa Bay area, and they're experts. Get to their website, floridaselite restoration.com. Have a plan, have someone you can trust, and that's exactly what Florida's Elite Restoration is. Levante David's on the Buccaneers Radio Network, Ira, and I don't understand this. You have to explain this to me. He's on the radio network Monday, reflecting on the game. He's sitting there with Will Golston, and, you know, he's not being emotional. He's being in a pensive kind of mood. And he says, the focus was down in the first half. The energy was low in the first half. We wasn't locked in how we normally should be. Now, this is the Super Bowl champs coming in, 3-0, Tom Brady in the house, a raucous crowd, too many Eagles fans, but a raucous crowd, and the Bucs are flat. Were they so jacked up to beat the Jets and not go 2-1 and go 3-0 that they came out flat against the Super Bowl champs? How is that possible?
Lee, didn't we say it can't happen again? What happened at the Denver game last year in week 3? It can't happen again when I think Levante David said the same things, Lee, the same exact things. We weren't ready at the start. We weren't focused at the start. We got hit in the mouth. You heard Mayfield today. We got to be the aggressors. They are starting slow this year, Lee, and it's been a big problem. They're not scoring any points in the first quarter.
Unfortunately, what I want to say is painful because I don't want to slap around someone I have great respect for. First off, this is white noise. I brought this up with Steve several times before. You notice Levante David when he's looking for air to fill, for time to fill, it's always mentality and focus and concentration. It's always the same subject, just a little bit of a deviation. Mentality, that's a big thing with him. Mentality, let's talk about mentality. Okay, this is your vernacular now, Ira. I think we can all agree Levante David's a leader, right?
Of course.
If he's such a leader, why did he not make sure his teammates were locked in? That's the first thing I thought of when I read Steve's quotes, because Steve transcribed it. When I read those quotes, I'm like, wait a minute. If that really is the case, why were you, Mr. Captain, not making sure your teammates were locked in? How about addressing it before the game, not after the game? Let's be proactive, not reactive. Again, I think it's white noise. I think Levante was just filling in the blank, you know, and that just came easy to him. Again, mentality and focus. I don't necessarily buy that, but if you do buy that, the very next question is, why did you let that happen, Levante?
Well, Lee, even when he says, quote, energy was low, energy is not mentality.
Well, no, but I think he's just filling up
air.
You know?
Your thoughts, Sage?
White noise.
You think maybe they were just deflated by being down 7-0 before you turn around by the block kick?
That could be. I'll give you that. That could be.
Like, is this going to be one of those days?
Yeah.
Maybe. But overall, Lee, for the season, they're not starting fast. And last year, they did start fast. Big change. Could be the change from Cone to Grizzard. Could be injuries up front. But they're struggling in the first quarters.
Well, I got to be honest. My experience, starting fast usually gets you into trouble. Might even get the cops on you. So
we're talking football, though, Lee.
Okay.
Football.
Bucks scored 6 points on their first 6 drives. That's horrible, Ira. That got him to halftime, and the final 3 points were almost a miracle, in a sense that no one's ever...
I think they have 6 points in the first quarter this season.
I'm with Steve. You got the Super Bowl champs coming in, and everybody and their brother knew it was a benchmark game, and you come out flat. Why is that? And then if someone calls himself a leader, then why didn't you lead your team to get amped up and to get locked in and get focused?
Sage... Because fans look at this kind of stuff. Just a quick answer from you. Ira, the Jets coming out, playing Miami, and looking awful after playing the Bucks. Does that mean anything to you?
It doesn't, because I think before the Bucks let their foot off the gas, they were kicking the Jets' ass. They were in complete control
of that game.
It wasn't like they struggled from the start with the Jets. They didn't. They lost their focus. Bowles doesn't agree with me. He doesn't want to say it publicly. He wants to say that... they missed some tackles. I think it was more than that. They thought with a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, the game's over.
Yeah, they had a three-score lead.
Yeah, the clock's going to beat the Jets. They don't have enough time. That'll get you killed all the time. By the way, I asked Bowles about Mayfield's interception because there's a lot of chatter out there from some Buck fans that the ball was tipped and Godwin was wide open.
It was tipped.
And don't blame Mayfield because he was wide open.
He should have thrown
Bowles
away.
Didn't go there. Bolston, good. He said it was an errant throw.
Errant throw, bad throw.
He didn't cut Mayfield any slack for that.
Gerald McCoy on The Arena has a YouTube channel run by Gilbert Arenas. It's mostly NBA
stuff. Oh, is that
what
it is?
But they've gotten into football, and he's shelled out money for Tlaib and McCoy to be in constantly talking football. They are just fantastic. I mean,
yeah,
Tlaib's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
And they've got, to make it even better, they've got Richie Incognito on the panel with
Bayless, right?
Bayless. Good.
Oh,
Bayless.
Oh, my God. And, what a group this is.
Yeah.
It's colorful.
What a bunch of miscreants.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it's fun. So McCoy, he loves Mayfield. That's his Oklahoma guy. He's like, my issue with the pick was it simply cannot happen on first down. He said, basically saying for first down, it's just a brutally horrible mistake.
He's right.
I agree.
Fourth down, you could see.
Third down, even. But
now, to be fair, he's only thrown one pick.
No,
in 4 weeks.
And I agree. Yeah, you're right. But he, you know, throw it away. Throw it away. There was a crowd there. Throw it away. Live to play another down.
Chris Godwin, Ira. Mayfield said Godwin looked great. And Bowles went out of his way, went a little over the top, saying how Godwin, he expects a whole nother Chris Godwin this week in Seattle. He didn't say, oh, he's working this off. Did it shock you that they played him 81% of the snaps?
It did. And he looked far from 100% to me. He didn't look 100% to me.
No.
I think that'll change as the season goes on. I'm glad he got out there, took a couple of hits.
Yeah.
You know, mentally, that's important. He could be a factor Sunday in Seattle, but to say that he looked like the old Chris Godwin, that's not true.
No.
That's not true.
Ira, could it be, and you hear this often with players coming back from injuries, and I think Chris Godwin said this when he was coming back from his knee injury, that it took him a while to realize, like, you can make these moves.
Yeah.
Your knee won't buckle. And is it fair to say that maybe there's some moves that he didn't make on purpose because in the back of his head, it's like maybe my ankle?
Absolutely in the back of his head. Yeah. Absolutely in the back of his
head. And that's common. That's normal, isn't it?
It is absolutely common. I'm not worried about the Bucs wide receiver group. I'm not. Shepard can chips in some key catches.
He's solid this year.
What I am a little concerned with, where's Otten?
Blocking.
You're right. That's where he is.
Blocking.
He's blocking. But last year, when Evans went out and Godwin went out, he stepped up. Now, they had their regular five offensive linemen at that time. So I think it's hurting the offense a little bit.
I think you're right.
But if they took him away from the blocking, maybe Mayfield doesn't have enough time to scan the field. That's possible.
There's been a couple of plays I've seen on All-22 that his blocking gave Mayfield just enough time to get a pass away or escape the pocket.
You know, what's ironic, Steve, is this contract year for Otten. And if he ends up with 28 catches, he's not exactly going to cash
it. It's highly problematic. We watch teams all over the NFL every week decide, all right, we got to get the ball out quick. We're going to throw a bunch of short stuff over the middle to tight ends, pick up 6-8 yard chunks. Bucks don't do that. So you don't need to block the way Otten's blocking if the lack of tight end usage is a problem.
It is a problem.
There's no team in the NFL using the tight ends less than the Bucs.
Now, I granted, most teams may have better tight ends. I mean, I like Otten, but he's not even a top 10 tight end. Borderline 15 to 12.
You're saying middle of the pack.
Yeah, he's middle of the pack. Yeah. And so, you know, it's one thing to what Steve's saying to do that if you have a Travis Kelce in his prime. That's an extreme. But Otten's an okay tight end. He's shown that he could probably be better than what he's being used. But I don't know. For example, I would not be shocked if he leaves the Bucs. Because I don't know if with all the players they have
to
pay.
I'm with you.
I don't know if life's going to break the bank to keep him.
Maybe they feel they can draft the guy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sage, we saw you, before we get out of here, we saw you talking to Antoine Winfield Jr., cozying up to his locker, you know, no microphone. What was going on there?
I just love to shoot the breeze with him. Here was my introductory statement, Lee. I said, how good's the Seattle receiver that nobody can pronounce his name? He goes, he's good. He's good. And then I said, you don't mind not seeing DK Metcalf on the other side, do you? Absolutely not.
We talked. Njigba, is that how it's pronounced? Njigba?
Yeah. He's good, Steve. He's a good fantasy player, too. By the way, congrats on your fantasy victory. And I got another one, Lee. I'm 2-2.
Can I throw this out?
And I'm playing Sean Sullivan this week, who I believe is winless.
Whoa. Oh, since you're talking fantasy, can I throw this out?
Sure. It's going to be a Kay Adams reference in
fantasy.
Well,
that's a whole different fantasy.
Right.
That's the fantasy I play. Arvil Reese, linebacker, Ohio State. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you want to say?
That's all I'm saying.
You know what? We laughed at you with Ibuka. I'm not laughing at you anymore. I'm putting another Ohio State guy.
I don't care what school he plays for. I saw the guy play.
You saw the guy play.
So, Sage, I didn't write this up yet, and because I wanted to wait to actually talk to the guy, and I did. I had a long chat with Elijah Simmons today. Now, Elijah Simmons, who's that? Elijah Simmons, the Bucs signed him off the Cardinals practice squad, and he played in this game against the Eagles after Gaines went down. Played about 18 snaps or something. You turn on the film, the guy looks like he's a monster, an absolute monster. I haven't seen anything like that. Just
their rush defense has been really good this
a
year.
Monster,
really good.
Right? So who is this guy to the extent of that he's that good? So, you know, he's out of Tennessee.
You had a little chat with him.
Undrafted rookie. Now, Todd Bowles said on the team radio network, he said Simmons is the strongest guy he's ever seen outside of Vita Vea.
Wow. Now, that's a monster.
Now, I don't know if Bowles was talking with the Bucks, but he did put it in the context of ever. And this guy was known as a strong man in college. He's 6'1", 335. And he said it was a life-changing moment. He was thinking of signing here with Tampa. He ended up signing with the Cardinals. And the Bucks pulled him off the practice squad. He got the phone call like 2 weeks ago. And, you know, life-changing moment. Because when you get signed off the practice squad, you got to be on the roster for 2 or 3 weeks by league rule. And here he is playing, and Bowles thinks just the explosion. Now, the scouts said, look, the guy can't rush the passer, but he's a monster in the run game.
Maybe that takes some of the anxiety about about how bad Gaines is injured. You know, if you can plug this guy in.
Sure.
You know.
Now, did he play for this Simmons? Did he play for Robert Ayers in Tennessee?
I assume so. Yeah, because Ayers has been there a couple of years. So I don't know if Ayers was coaching the whole D-line or just edge rushers. I don't know, but interesting guy.
It's almost time to get your pick, Lee.
All right, here we go. I said a couple weeks ago when we were doing our, you know, future picks, and I said that I thought Seattle was going to be a sleeper team. I thought Seattle was going to be much improved. I said that along the lines of I thought the 49ers were going to go downhill. I still believe that.
I think the Niners beat them in week one, a tight game.
Well, they're on a 3-0 run. They're playing pretty well. Last night I saw some stats. I can't think of any of them right now, but they're playing very well the last three games. And I think these injuries are going to catch up with the Bucs. Not having Bucky's going to catch up with the Bucs. Flying through all the way across the country near Nome, Alaska is going to catch up the Bucs. I think Seattle is going to win by 9 points. I will say 29-20.
I'll go Steve.
You're going to pick now? I'm not picking now. It's only Wednesday. I can't give the fans an honest pick without knowing, seeing in the injury report.
Okay,
so tell them why I'm picking now.
Fair enough.
Lee's picking now because, okay, as you said earlier, right, Ira, he's heading out to Seattle. And he's ready, though, because we said, Lee, you can phone in your pick. We'll put it in the podcast. But Lee's ready.
You got a direct flight to Seattle, Lee?
No.
Atlanta?
No, Nome, Alaska.
Nome, Alaska.
How's the weather? Did you check it out?
60s.
There you go.
No, I like 80s.
Oh, you like
80. I like 85 to 90. That's what I like.
All right, Ira, Bill Curry Ford. Now, you can get $20 off service if you donate $10 or 10 food items at the dealership. They're collecting food for the poor. It's not for Sean Sullivan. It's for the community food pantry.
They do a lot of philanthropy over there.
A ton. They've got dozens of active charities, meaning ones that they support. So you can check that out on their website. And if you only have 5 food items, they'll give you $10 off service. So that's a nice thing going on there. If you need, change your brake fluid or something like that, you can get an extra brake on top of the Ira Kaufman discount. How about that? And we remember our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration, floridaselite-restoration.com. We'll be back later in the week for a late edition podcast.
We should have a little more clarity on these Buck injuries, Steve.
Yeah. So we're 3 this week. And Lee, if you want to change your pick, you can call me up and send me the audio.
Absolutely.
I'll edit it out.
Well, I will add this, and I think this is important for Bucks fans, because not everybody, you know, people come and go when they listen, and so, you know, who knows when they're listening to this. So just FYI, Wednesday's practice, didn't Bowles say afterwards he didn't know if they had enough healthy bodies to have a regular practice? He wasn't sure, didn't he?
Yes, he did say that.
That's pretty alarming.
Yeah, that's as alarming as it gets, and, you know, we can add the color that in the locker room there were, like, no players there.
No.
Now, there are plenty in the building, and we know that they just hide from the media and they'll come in later, but I think a little bit at least was tied to the medical.
Keep your eye on Rashad White. He could be a big, big factor Sunday.
And I don't know if you were among the ones laughing at me at the fantasy draft when I drafted Rashad White, but there were a few.
I was laughing.
Let's see if you play him this week, Steve.
I'll see if he may not make the cut on my fantastic team.
Who laughed at you besides Ira?
I can't say. All right, we'll be back.